Earners, what's up? You know what's crazy? I recently discovered that I was paying for a subscription that I hadn't used in over a year. I signed up for it, completely forgot about it, and it kept charging me every single month. Thanks to Rocket Money, I not only caught that subscription, but canceled it in just a few clicks. Rocket Money has been a game changer. It saved me time, money, and stress. If you're ready to take control of your finances, give Rocket Money a try. You won't regret it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you can see all your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Their dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all your accounts, so you can easily create a personalized budget, track spending trends, and get alerts for unusual activity or bill increases. And here's the best part. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They'll handle customer service and get you the savings you deserve. How easy is that? So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/EYL today. That's rocketmoney.com/EYL. rocketmoney.com/EYL. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, you know how every new year we set these big goals, like saving more money, but somehow life just gets in the way? I mean, how many times have I told myself I'll stick to a budget only to see random delivery fees and subscription services eating away at my wallet? It's like the world is designed to spend our money. That's why I love Acorns. It makes saving and investing automatic so you can stick to your financial goals without even thinking about it. This episode of Earn Your Leisure is sponsored by Acorns. You've probably heard me talk about Acorns before, and I'm excited to share more about how it can help you too. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. Here's the best part. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the same spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your own Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. For me, Acorns has been a game changer. I remember looking at my bank statements and realizing I wasn't making any progress toward my long-term financial goals. With Acorns, it was like flipping a switch. Now, every little bit of spare change I spend is automatically invested. Over time, those small steps have really added up. And it feels good knowing I'm working toward a better future without stressing about it every day. So head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 2 compensations provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL.
Trump has revoked the Equal Employment Opportunity Act of 1966. So this is something that is pretty historic because it's 1965. So the order aims to eliminate what is described as illegal preferences in employment based on race, sex, and other identity categories, and emphasizes the enforcement of civil rights. It mandates federal agencies to cease DEI, focused policies, and participates in hiring, contracting, and other opportunities, operations, and encourages the private sector to adopt similar merit-based hiring standards. So, okay, let's get into it. There is no merit-based standard in the United States of America. There is no merit-based standard in the United States of America. There is no merit-based standard in the United States of America. You got to say three times. That's what I've learned from Dr. Umar. You got to say things three times. So the idea of a merit-based society has never been in existence. Not one month since the creation of the United States of America, there has never been a merit-based society, right?
Not even with affirmative action or DEI.
So the one thing about, you know, Black people that pretty astonishes me is that Black people will, one thing Black people is going to do is make excuses for their oppressors at every chance that they possibly can. So if you voted for Donald Trump, I don't care if you voted for Donald Trump or not, but to say this is a good thing, well, how is it a good thing? Right?
It's not.
We'll say, okay, well, we shouldn't be relying on jobs anyway. Okay, so let me break it down a little bit further for you people that fully can't understand this. The DEI thing, the job aspect was really not even the most harmful part. What's really detrimental is the suppliers. So government agencies have to do business with suppliers, right? These are small businesses that benefit from government contracts. Who is Elon Musk's number one client? The United States government. The United States government is his number one client for SpaceX and his number one client for Tesla. It's extremely beneficial if you can do business with the United States government, because the United States government spends more money with small businesses than any entity in the world. So there's obviously been a long history of discrimination in the United States of America. So to have programs in place where Black businesses can get opportunities to do business with the number one supplier, well, that's helpful, right? And a real world example of this is Don Peebles. If you look at Don Peebles, if you study him and you know anything about him, he credits his start to one person, Mayor Marion Barry.
Yep.
District of Columbia, Black mayor, who made it DC policy to do business. I think it was like 30 or 40% of Black businesses, Black developers. He gave Don Peebles an opportunity when nobody else would. In return, Don Peebles becomes a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
He credits his success to that, but that's not the only person. Bob Johnson is another one. So you have one mayor who's actually responsible for two Black billionaires. Now, how many jobs did those Black billionaires create? Right?
To say
that we don't need, you guys are misinformed to say the least. When you say that this stuff is not harmful, it's misinformed to say the least. It's stupid to say the most, right? It's a direct correlation to wealth. It is a direct correlation to wealth. It's not just jobs, guys. It's businesses that this affects. So when you take business contracts away from Black businesses, that hurts the Black economy, that hurts them hiring Black people, that hurts them circulating money in the Black community. That's just a fact. You can't debate me on this. This is an actual fact. Another city, how do you think Atlanta became the Black Mecca? Well,
talk about it.
If you don't know the history, when Delta was building their hub in Atlanta, the mayor mandated that 30% of the businesses had to be Black businesses. That in return sparked Black entrepreneurism in Atlanta. And to this day, 40 years later, still has Atlanta at the top of the food chain when it comes to Black businesses. These are two examples that I gave you from politicians. Yeah. So politicians definitely have the ability to help Black entrepreneurs. There's the reason why Elon Musk gave $200 million to a campaign. You have to be involved in politics. Politics directly. There's a reason why all of these billionaires gave him $1 million. Every single person gave him $1 million to his campaign. Facebook gave him. Apple gave him. OpenAI gave him. Yep. Microsoft gave him. Tesla. All of these companies gave him $1 million to his inauguration. Why? Because they want to do business with the government, and they know that they can't really survive at the highest level without the government. So at the highest level of business, if they can't survive without the government, how do you think the entrepreneur that has five employees is going to survive if he loses his government contract? You think that's going to be helpful, or you think that's going to be beneficial?
But when you have a person, and I remember last year, I was bringing up some facts about this amazing entrepreneur that was doing cocaine in his office, and he looked pretty hot at the inauguration. But when you are the child of a person who owned mines in South Africa, and that history is not hidden, that fruit does not fall too far from the tree. And if these policies were not so important, you would not spend hundreds of thousands of dollars campaigning on them and using a platform that you spent billions of dollars on talking about it. For those of you who don't know, even to have this whole no DEI campaign, that is millions of dollars and a lot of political pressure put on and a lot of lobbying power put in to make this happen. For those of you who don't know, it is legal racism. When those layoffs happened in 2022, that was wave number one. Wave number two was AI, because you can't sue anybody or have a class action lawsuit because now you're fighting code. And number three is to get someone who is a foreigner in office and puppeteer. Remember when I brought up this is going to be Cheney and Bush all over again, and somebody who should own Kuhn Coin acted like they didn't know what I was talking about? Well, here we are. And even if Trump gets out of office in 4 years and the Democrats find a superstar, these policies are still going to be in play. Got a clean sweep. Got a clean sweep. They have all the lobbying power. They got Elon backing them. They got the House. And they have the country in a red wave feeling this sentiment. But what do we know? It's just conspiracy theories, right?
And is that, and it goes back to the, well, everybody was like, Project 2025 is not real. This is one of the,
this,
like,
is worse.
What are you talking about? It's, okay. Play off your emotions with this transgender thing. Play off your emotions with the transgender thing. It's personal for Elon because his son became transgender. It's a personal, like, he
talk about it. Talk about that vendetta.
It's a personal vendetta that he has, right? Play off your emotions with this. And you're like, yeah, this isn't the natural way for transgenders. It was never about transgenders. It was never about trans. How many transgenders have you actually seen in the last 3 months? I live in New York. I haven't seen a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was never about transgenders, bro. It was about to get people emotional off of things that they know is triggering. They know that they can go to the Bible Belt and play to a certain demographic of people off of principles, ideologies, and morals, get the votes. Now, once they have the votes, they can do whatever they want, and you're not going to do anything about it because you're just going to actually find ways to justify it. The dismantling, the country has $27 billion, trillion dollars of debt. The number one thing on day one is the dismantling DEI. That's the biggest priority. That's the
initiative. Yes.
That doesn't strike you as weird? This war going on. This war is going on. Trillions of dollars of debt. We have all kinds of issues, and the number one initiative to start with is something that's not even real. I already told you DEI is not real. I explained that to you already.
Yeah. But this is a way to make us a permanent underclass, and this is not fear-monger at all. Do you think an Indian CEO who is one of the greatest executives I've ever seen wanted to tell his base that there's no more diversity hiring when he is a diversity hire? No, but either you're going to get down or lay down in this administration. For all of you who say, yeah, we'd have been worse under Kamala, I'm going to be real. Even some of this is above my pay grade, but we both know people on both sides of the aisle in that White House. No, it's not true, but you'll see in 4 years. You'll see in 4 years. Everything I've told you, if I not told you these theories on Elon for the last 3 or 4 years, and you're like, yo, you're off base, and the only thing I care about is Tesla going up. Tesla's going to go up, and give it 14 months. Oh, him and Trump are going to clash fucking heads.
The fact.
Then you're going to see World War III really pop off. Because Shadi told you, he's already working on Make Europe Great Again. So if a foreigner comes here, takes over our company, and everybody who's worked with Elon has had some kerfuffles, let's use that, with him, he goes back and builds in Europe to then go back and take over in South Africa, should that be allowed or should that be stopped before he becomes a supervillain?
Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere, right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
You worked hard to lay the foundation for your contracting business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can keep building it up with a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And since you earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you get even more from on-site overseeing. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.